From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Joculation with your host, LB Faust. Joculation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
Wow, we made it a Friday. I didn't believe I would make it to the show after listening to, like, my opening, what, the guys who came on before me. Hey, Pig, I got to tell you something, man. A little more positivity, please, because I just about committed suicide. You know what I would have said? You know what I'm saying there? I'm just like, dude. And the world would have been disappointed. Not really, but you know how it goes. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I can't believe it's Friday night. It's like the week before Christmas. Because guess what? Christmas Eve falls on LP's Friday show. So does New Year's Eve. And we're taking a straw poll. Should LP actually show up for those shows? Because let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Before we get into that part, let's go ahead and talk about signals that you might have hit the top of the crypto bubble. Things like, I don't know, Mr. Gox the Hamster, the one who's got a better trading record than Warren Buffett, he died a couple days ago. So is that a good sign at all? I'm just saying, man.
How about news?
Hey, Mr. Gox, we need some insight right now because Bitcoin's being just a little bit timid right at the moment. And we're unsure what direction it's going to take. And, first and foremost, kids, hey, listen, if you're out there going and investing in cryptos and this is your first rodeo ride, get ready for some fun. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll go ahead and be a barn burner just in time for Christmas. But let me go ahead and digress here, man. Listen, hey, welcome to Zero Fucks Friday. Welcome to Freeballing Friday. It's fantastically awesome. And those of you that are fake newsing over here because you want to go ahead and pretend like you're actually inside the room, hey, listen, kids, all I can say is you don't have to stay. Go do your tournaments. Go do the things that you're going to do over here. You know what I'm saying? By the way, hey, Ron, nice of you to show up. Incidentally, folks, got to say this much, right? We've got people over here in this particular, like, radio station, particularly every act. I mean, holy fuck, man, what are you guys doing? You're all, like, on a suicide watch at this point. Like, the world's a fucking terrible place. Oh, man, lols, dude, you're all in it for the lols. Yeah, we are. It's Friday night, man. Hey, listen, it ain't a maze of thoughts. It's all about complaining, bro. Love you, Pig, but guys, you suicided freaking Nine over here. She was just over here for a little bit, and then she's like, you know what? I don't know that I can take this anymore. I might need some mental help, and fucking wandered off. Hey, Ron, man, it's just like the good old days, except without all the babies and garbage bags. You know what I'm saying there? It's just like, wow. So I was thinking that what we should do, it's like, does LP even have a place on this radio show anymore? Is LP even supposed to be here? Dude, I was going to play like nonstop wall-to-wall like Depeche Mode and freaking The Cure and stuff like that. But do we think that that's going to work?
How about news?
Hey, Uncle Bonehead, I'm thinking that what we should do is probably go ahead and play a whole lot of Meatloaf. You know what I'm saying? Because Meatloaf has a way of going ahead and like bringing some finality to stuff, whether it's like having explosive diarrhea or feeling better or actually just saying, you know what? There's something better in life than this shit. I need to go put a hose from my exhaust pipe into my fucking car over here and just get it over with already. You know what I'm saying there? Bat out of hell. I'm gonna do Modern Girl wall to wall. And everybody's like, dude,
how dare you?
Don't even fucking play like that, LP. Don't even play. Actually, what I was thinking was that maybe what we should do is we should get group rates for all the DJs at fucking betterhavebetter.com, except there's just a small problem with that, right? There's just a small problem. There might not be any therapists online to take it after the CEO of better.com yesterday fired 900 therapists on a fucking Zoom call. All right, man.
Hey, what the fuck?
Nothing says like, let me show you how in touch I am with my feelings and how important therapy is for us to get out there. You know, I'm talking Michael Phelps, Mr. Like Influencer, who is peddling better.com. But I digress. Nothing says mental health is really important and we care about you, the customer, quite like, hey, you know something? I got this great idea. I think we need a cost savings over here for a second. Why don't we just round up everybody on a fucking Zoom call, and instead of having the same conversation 900 times, we'll just get like group rates and shit like that and tell them all to go fuck off and then cancel their subscriptions to Zoom. How does that work? I mean, dude, what the fuck kind of a message is that? It is the greatest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, in this wonderful world of like the great resignation that's going on right now, why don't we just like help them go ahead and get out the fucking door a little quicker and show them how insensitive we can be? Because I mean, that's what better.com is all about. Because your mental health is so fucking important. We don't give a fuck if you're an employee. You know, it's what I'm thinking is, at some point, what they've got to do is they've got to sit there and start playing the game of like getting some kind of like a pseudo fucking science influencer, right? I mean, think about it, right? Peloton, for instance, went through something very similar. They went ahead, they got this model, right? They went ahead and had this whole thing last season to go ahead and try and sell you a bike that didn't make any fucking sense in buying. And they effectively did this whole thing of the husband's buying his wife a bike to go ahead and just let her know in a sort of like a tangential way, hey, honey, you're becoming a fatty. How about you go ahead and work this out? And she's sitting there going ahead and saying, oh, thank you so much for going ahead and buying this for me. I didn't realize that my ass was really drooping over the seat that badly. And, hey, how did that one go over? Did that one go over like a fucking lead balloon? Of course it did. It was so goddamn bad that everybody decided to go ahead. LP sounds like a hangover well-deserved for Christmas. I don't know, Bonehead. We'll have to see what Santa Claus has to say about that. Where was I? So, yeah, the model, everybody decides to take it out on the model, not on Peloton. Peloton still kept getting its sales, but everybody thought that model was a hateful bitch for the fact that she went ahead and took over and her career was in the fucking toilet. Until, of course, Ryan Reynolds comes along with his aviation gin brand. So what does he do? He goes over, he hides the, he hires this particular model, and has her sitting there effectively having martinis with her girlfriends after the news breaks that she's fired from Peloton. And I've got to say, it was one of the most brilliant campaigns that I've seen yet, right? I'm thinking better.com's going to need something like this. So we've got to do in order to go ahead and like revive the brand and like bring it back to life and stuff. And I mean, is that a good idea over there to go ahead and bring back? Freaking
how dare you?
Yeah, probably a little offensive, but we'll go ahead and do it anyways. I'm thinking we need some pseudoscience influencers. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be very careful about the type of influencer that you hire. Because if you think like Subway did, you know what I'm saying?
How dare you?
And you go ahead and hire like an alleged pedophile like Jared Fogle. I mean, what was it? The other day he's talking about his whole, hey man, I lost 650 pounds on the Subway diet. I was sitting there going ahead and having spring chicken light sandwiches, but really he missed his calling, right? He should have probably been hired by like fucking Pizza Hut as a spokesperson for the Hamptons, for people that wanted to go ahead and order a pizza every so often when their pizza gate hit them every once in a while. You know what I'm saying there? That would have been like an ideal marriage. So it got me to thinking here, pseudoscience, influencers, how could we not go ahead and actually talk about Goop? And by the way, Krim, stay off of my Goop stuff. I went ahead and I earned that whole trophy myself. You can't go ahead and step all over my stuff. You know what I'm saying there? Because, you know, nearly dead Ric Flair would be very upset. But I digress, right? So what we got to do is we got to go ahead and have Goop come into this whole thing. Because we're talking Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. We're talking functional medical practitioners. We're talking we need some influencers that matter. So last week we talked about Kendra Wilkinson. I don't know, maybe going ahead and reviving the entire MLM marketing thing, you know. Direct marketing, you remember pyramid scheme shit, that sort of stuff. the good old-fashioned days of Amway when we went ahead and called it what it was, but now it's called direct sales. We talked about the fantastic things like sitting by the pool, staring at your vagina, sucking down some sort of like peyote cocktail with peyote and ayahuasca cocktail with murder hornet facials and shit like that. I think we got to go a little bit further, right? If we're truly going to go ahead and bring together what the just sort of get a brand, a lifestyle brand that matters, we can't have Gwyneth Paltrow sitting here going ahead and having this stupid Intuit bullshit over on like Netflix. We need a face that matters. Somebody that screams pseudoscience and says, hey, this is complete bullshit. You know, somebody like Dr. Pimple Popper. Yeah! I'm thinking Dr. Pimple Popper on like a weekend getaway. It's almost like Jedi fucking mind training. It's a Jedi training camp complete with Kool-Aid and shit like that. You get to go ahead and sit there. You know, the Jedi, they go to train and fucking Star Wars have to build their own lightsaber and all that stuff. Over in this camp, you can make your own jade chakra eggs that you shove in your vagina to align your chakra like a fucking lightsaber, and you can fire them like ping pong balls into the cornhole game over on the other side, and it'll be like an entire fucking life experience. You know what I'm saying there? It'll be the most awesome, incredible thing. Now, the problem, though, is when you're talking about something is exotic and something is awesome and something is weird and fucked up as like a goop training seminar out in the middle of nowhere, you got to be very careful about where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Because, kids, if you're not going ahead and paying attention, you could find yourself in a very difficult predicament where you could be innocently walking along, minding your own business, somewhere in some beautiful, like, Gloucester, like, you know, retreat out over in London somewhere over in the UK, and the next thing you know, you slip and fall, and you go ahead and have a World War II bomb get lodged in your ass, much like this dude did the other day.
I mean, what the fuck?
So apparently what winds up happening is this dude was wandering around. A bomb squad was called to a hospital after a patient was admitted with a mortar shell stuck up his ass on December 2nd.
I mean, what the fuck?
Let me say that again. A bomb squad was called to the hospital after a patient was admitted with a mortar shell that was stuck up his ass on December 2nd. So troops from 11 Explosive Ordnance Disposal Regiment, they rushed like a mofo to the Gloucester Royal Hospital after being notified by police that, quote, a patient had presented with a munition in his rectum. Let's just stop right there. Listen, man. People shove stuff up their ass all the time, okay? I'm just saying, from the sheer number of stories over the past 3 years that I've been doing this shit on this particular station, we have covered a number of people sticking things inside of their penis and up their butt. And all of the stuff that we've gone ahead and come across, I mean, you and me, the circle of intimacy, all the things, I don't think even once we've gone ahead and come across somebody that's been daring enough to wander around in the field and go, hey, look, there's a mortar munition that hasn't exploded yet. I know. Let me go ahead and shove it up my ass and try to get an orgasm. You know what I'm saying there?
How dare you?
I know I'm being very judgy, but I'll tell you what. Let's keep going here. So apparently the man was a military enthusiast who found a mortar round while clearing out and claims that he, quote, tripped and fell onto the piece of Army ordnance that landed him in the hospital. Reports say that the shell was used by the Royal Artillery in the Second World War as anti-tank rounds, although it would later be used by British tanks in North Africa. And you're probably asking yourself, hey, LP, how big exactly are we talking about? Well, apparently these rounds measure, are we ready, kids, 57 millimeters in diameter and an eye-watering 170 millimeters in length.
I mean, what the fuck?
For those of you that don't do metric, right, 2.54 centimeters is roughly 1 inch. So we're talking about roughly a 3-inch diameter round, and we're talking about roughly what? 7 or 8 inches worth of, like, freaking length? I'm just like, dude. And, of course, there's the risk that you sit down and the fucking blasting cap goes off, and the next thing you know, you've got an anti-tank munition going off in your ass because bottle rockets are just not bottle rockets are just not big enough. Yeah, Ron's like, dude, that's girthy. I'm just saying, man, how on earth you could first get that in there and secondly get to the hospital to have them remove it. And then a bomb squad has to come in to remove the fucking shell from your ass. How could you not think that you were going to be a front page sensation over in some place? So the moral of the story, kids, is when you're wandering around in that goop retreat, checking out stuff and making sure that, you know, you're going ahead and aligning your chakras and determining if you're into it or not, and all that stuff, wear sandals or, I don't know, wear some kind of like rugged outdoor freaking soles to your shoes, because the last thing you want to do as you're wandering across the Gloucester countryside, going ahead and doing your Jedi mind training and getting your like crystal vaginal egg chakra alignment shit pulled together like your lightsaber, is to go ahead and slip and fall and accidentally get like a World War II munition jammed up your ass like that, to the point where you might need the bomb disposal unit come around, right? But of course, it gets a little bit more important than that, because what winds up happening is you might go over there and you have to sign all of these releases. And all these releases, of course, talk about, well, we'd like to use your photo and likeness to go ahead and, you know, do things like advertising and bringing people in and showing people a great time, perhaps social media advertisements, things like that. But what they never tell you is you never know when somebody's going to go ahead and take your picture and create a sex doll just like you. Perhaps this could happen over there. And next thing you know,
how dare you?
You've become a latex fucking like superstar. So this young lady over here, model Yale Conan Eris, she was told by her Instagram followers that a sex doll company was advertising a racy figure with her name, features, and her unique beauty mark.
I mean, what the fuck?
Let's just stop there. Where the fuck is this unique beauty mark? Because, I mean, if it's like, I don't know, in some place that would normally be clothed and covered behind clothing, one would have to wonder, how do they find this unique this unique beauty mark? You know what I'm saying there?
Yeah!
But I'll tell you what, as one hand, you gotta sit there and be like,
whoa!
Yeah, check me out. So she claims that the doll studio model is her doppelganger down to the smallest detail, including her unique body mark, right? Or her beauty mark. And if there's any doubts over who inspired the doll, she says it's even been given her first name. And I'm just kind of like, dude.
How dare you?
This is the makings of a fantastic lawsuit here. She insists the doll studio did all this without her consent, even for asking her permission. Yale is now demanding the item pulled off the shelves and has even sought legal advice. So she's got a million followers on Instagram and was made aware of the, quote, familiar face by her fans, who were probably busy going ahead and buying her bathwater and jerking off over in the corner. And, you know, while they sat there and said, oh, wow, I could get a, like, mock-up of her.
Awesome.
So speaking exclusively to this particular publication, she said, someone reached to me to address my attention to a whole discussion about a doll head prototype. But back then, I didn't understand what was going on, so I didn't give it too much attention, and I forgot about it. The second time, I couldn't be mistaken. The link took me to a sex doll website where I found a company decided to turn me into one of their sex dolls without my consent or knowledge. They stole my face, my body, even the tiniest details such as my beauty mark under my lip. They even used my name. They call the doll Yale. And if that wasn't enough, turns out I'm also the doll's advertiser as they attach my own photos and videos to it. It's very shocking. Unfortunately, I'm still feeling very helpless to this day. I knew that there could be consequences with sharing myself online, but I could never even imagine something like that. Well, surprise, man. The least common denominator will find a way to get a buck out of that. I like that. Which one is the plastic one? Right? It's quite amazing. Quite amazing is all I can say. So I'm thinking we need some self-help pseudoscience seminars over there and all that shit to get all the DJs over here. And, hey, Ron, do me a favor. Stop going ahead and trying to get everybody suicidal on Wednesday nights. It's like killing us all, man. It's killing us all, bro. So, and it was funny, was I got into this whole pseudoscience shit, Last night, I'm sitting there with my wife, and I'm wandering through, I guess, Netflix, you know, once again, like unsupervised, and I come across Bert Kreischer's The Cabin. Now, if you don't know who Bert Kreischer is, he is the comic that very famously called himself The Machine. At one point when he was younger, he hooked up with the Russian mafia, ran a whole bunch of scams, did a whole bunch of shit with them, back when Russia was, like, you know, run effectively by the gangsters in the 90s after it broke apart. And what was funny about this whole thing is Bert Kreischer starts out and says, you know, I think I need to get away for a minute. I just need to be alone over in a cabin, and I just need to go ahead and spend some time getting my shit aligned and all that stuff. Now, I've only watched the first episode. There's like five of them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know something? This is probably how the Hive fucking, like, meetup is going to wind up happening next time. And this is going to be some fanfare or something. Some dude is going to be in the Hive community is going to be like, I got to get the fuck away from this shit for a minute. Let me go ahead and go over to a cabin. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'll call up a couple friends. Well, in the first episode, he goes ahead and decides, calls his wife, and he says, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to go ahead and make a TV show about this whole thing. And I'm only going to invite, like, a couple of friends. So he invites two friends over. Then he starts drinking. And then, of course, he orders a whole emu to be delivered to his place so that he can field dress it and eat it. And so, of course, in the middle of the field dressing, he's running into some problems. Can't go ahead and necessarily open it up properly. They cut the shit sack the wrong way. So all of a sudden, shit is all over the fucking meat, and they've got to start cleaning it up. And then he's like, you know what? Our knives aren't working. Fuck this. Pulls out a chainsaw, and they begin field dressing the emu with a chainsaw. And all I can say is it was fantastically awesome, even if it stopped there, as they're in hazmat suits cutting away, and you can see the flesh just flying everywhere, blood spraying in their face and all that shit. And then, of course, he's like, as if that's not enough, I had a cigar roller that I went ahead and decided to call up and bring over. So he brings over the cigar roller, and the guy's rolling cigars in front of him, going through his story about how he floated over from Cuba and how he, like, got knocked over into the Gulf, had to tread water there for a little while before the U.S. Coast Guard went ahead and picked him up. And then when the U.S. Coast Guard picked him up, they went ahead and brought him over to land. Then he had to ply his father's trade of rolling cigars and blah, 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 and so on as he's rolling cigars. And, of course, like, Bert Kreischer's sitting there trying to go ahead and be empathetic. And what does he wind up doing? He's like, hey, you know what I think would be great? I got, like, I got a nickel bag of, like, pot here. Could you, like, go ahead and roll us a couple of blunts? You know, a couple of cigar, like, pot blunt type things? And he's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, you got it? And he pulls out this fucking, like, gallon Ziploc bag and just flaps it, you know, rolls the thing out. Here you go. So this dude is loading a half an ounce of weed into each one of these fucking bombs. You know, it's not like the cheap shit. It's like the White Widow and the really, really good stuff that's like nice high THC content. So as they're sitting there spit roasting the emu over the fucking fire, he's got like about four puffs on this thing. And he's like, wow, man, this shit's strong. I'm already getting fucked up. Anybody else want to go ahead and take a hit off this? And each one of them has their own cigar over there. So they're getting fucked up, eating a halfway cooked emu sitting over there that has had shit all over it and field dressed improperly. So I'm sure that somewhere along the way there is some salmonella and stuff like that involved. But you know what? I've got to check out some future episodes because I'm thinking this would make for like a great fucking Hive meetup, right? I mean, everybody's a bunch of like crazy anarcho-capitalists, right? A lot of people complain about life, but you know what it is. Nah, just don't worry about it. I walked out because you made a very valid point. I was kind of like, you know something? This is really kind of getting pathetically ridiculous at this stage of the game. It's time for me to go ahead and walk out and find something else to do that's more constructive because, I don't know, man, you have two choices in life when you find yourself in a position. You can either A, sit there and whine about it and continue to just perpetuate the issue, or B, take a look for a way that you can go ahead and actually fix it. And if you choose not to go ahead and do that and you choose to live in the past, that is your choice entirely. Life is not about I'm a victim. Life is about choices. And if you choose to go ahead and sit there and be a victim, My friend, I can't do anything to help you. If you choose to go ahead and listen and take a leap of faith and try and do something different, then you want to know what? That's what life is about. That's how you move forward. That's just the way that it is. All right, kids, on that note, don't want to get too somber here. I don't even have a show prepared. Because why? Because I was too busy going ahead and getting loaded before the show. Am I going to go ahead and lie about that? I mean, are we going to go ahead and just...
No.
Of course not, Carlos. We're going to tell everybody. My wife went ahead and got some, like, I don't know, whiskey barrel-aged beer. And then, of course, you know, some bourbon after that probably didn't help. So I'm feeling mighty okay here, but totally unprepared. So we'll have to figure it out as we go on. You know what I'm saying? So let's soldier forth on this Zero Fucks Freeballing Friday. Let's try not to go ahead and sit there and drink Kool-Aid together and commit group seppuku because, oh my God, man, there's really life isn't that bad. Swear to God. All right, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. You know something? I'm getting the impression that, like, Ron might be a little racist towards the Canadians over here because he's just kind of sitting there like, dude, what are you doing putting Shatner on? I'm like, double shot of Shatner for the holidays. Because, I mean, nothing says bullshit, disingenuous Christmas quite like William Shatner going ahead and singing holiday tunes fucking hammered out of his gourd with Black Flag. I mean, that's the greatest thing on the face of the earth. Shatner is a fucking Canadian. Hey, let me tell you something, Ron. Better be careful or we'll have to go ahead and see if Julia can get out of her fake newsing and come inside of here and defend the Canadians over here or, you know, any of that sort of stuff. See, Crib's too good for this show now, so we don't go ahead and expect her to show up anymore. Julia stopped showing up ages ago. That's cool. Now Moon's kind of like fake newsing the crap out of us over here because she's just kind of like, you know, if I pretend like I'm inside of there, then nobody's really going to go ahead and be upset. Won't shut the fuck up tonight. Ron, what the fuck is going on with you? Are you in that place where, like, the nighttime tornado is tearing the countryside's ass apart? I mean, you got to be in some rural place over there. Hey, don't worry. The shitter won't go ahead and get sucked up in the tornado. I promise, brother. I promise. Uh-oh. Now Peg has joined us. He's going to go ahead and put together a Christmas tree, probably loaded with lots of dildos and sex toys. But you know something, dude? That's the season of giving, even if it's giving orgasms. All right, kids. Hey, it's Friday night. LP Foul Circle of Intimacy is here on this Zero Fox Freeballin' Friday.
Okay. That's one of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
So Ron's telling me he's over in the St. Louis suburbs. Okay. I don't know if that's the place that's getting torn the fuck up right now, but, you know, it is what it is. But I'll tell you what, in this holiday season, in this time of festivity, hey, man, why are people going ahead and changing my shit here? It's important. You know something? Over here in Colorado, we've got a way of going, not very rural here. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, Ron. I'm just saying, right? If you're looking for cousins, it's probably a problem. If you're looking for banjos and all kinds of stuff like that, if you're trying to relive your deliverance days, it might be a problem if it's quasi-urban. So, I don't know. Just go ahead and call Normock. He'll go ahead and host you again out in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure he'll enjoy it. You can have a Brokeback Mountain moment. But here over in Colorado, when we're sitting here talking about festive, we're thinking about the holidays, we're talking about let's get into the holiday spirit. Nothing on the face of the earth quite says holiday festive spirit, quite like when the Colorado Sheriff's Department has Santa Claus getting a concealed weapons permit and decides to go ahead and post a picture of it so that people can get all offended and everything.
How dare you?
So apparently over here in Colorado, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office in Colorado decided that what it would do is it was trying to highlight our staff in the concealed handgun permit office. And 3 days after four students were killed in a shooting in Michigan, they said it'd be great if we went ahead and had Santa Claus getting a concealed weapons permit over inside the office here. So the El Paso County Sheriff's Office shared a photo of a man dressed as Santa applying for a concealed handgun permit 3 days after four students aged 14 to 17 were killed when a 15-year-old opened fire at an Oxford high school in Michigan And I'm just like,
how dare you?
And of course, captioned inside that tweet is, guess who came in to receive his concealed handgun permit today? The sheriff's office said in a tweet, did you know the El Paso County Sheriff's Office has issued 49,750 concealed handgun permits with another 2,560 waiting to be issued?
Woo!
Dude, the timing couldn't be any better. That's almost as good as the old Steam days when, like, days after a mass shooting, freaking Ned decides that he's going to go ahead and do his bullet points of all of the things that make that why NFTs were so great on the Steam chain. And every time he'd do a bullet point, you hear a gun fire in the background. And I'm like, bro, tin ear. I love it. So hundreds of people, of course, replied to this post because, dude, Santa Claus? I mean,
how dare you?
And of course, the posts range from things like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that, to things like, you know, fear stick in sitting there. Saying,
fuck you fucking fuckers.
Because you know how it goes, right? So El Paso intended to highlight our staff in the concealed handgun permit office. Not to be insensitive, Santa correlates to the month of December, and we thought he'd help to recognize our hardworking staff. And did that go over well?
How about new?
Yeah, there might have been a little bit of a disconnect there with the intended audience, but that's okay, because you know why? After this dude gets fired for going ahead and dressing up as Santa Claus, doing what he was doing just to go ahead and earn a buck and gets fired, he needs to have a new gig. So what better place to go to than to go straight over to a theme park like Holiday World, where every day is Thanksgiving, but the different lands that they have over there, right? They have more than just that. They should just call it Murica, because the lands that they have in there are, they have Halloween, 4th of July, and Santa Claus land. So, dude, he could go over there, load up on Thanksgiving every year, get the cardiovascular disease going, really get the Santa Claus gut happening. And you know what? He'd make it just in time to be able to catch up into the Santa Claus land that's going to start opening over here. Next thing you know, boom, he's good to go. But you know something, kids? When you think Santa Claus land, I mean, that's nice and all that stuff, but what sort of holiday goodies would you go ahead and get over here, right? You got the Thanksgiving entree. You probably have more cookies than you could possibly imagine in Santa Claus land. But when you get over to Murica, into the 4th of July area, I'm thinking that what you probably want to do is you're going to have your fries and your cheeseburger and all that sort of stuff. And of course, in this day and age of them going ahead and creating all kinds of fusion cooking and weird fucked up food that you don't know what the fuck is coming from, where this shit arrived from or whatnot, you know, some Michelin chef is going to find some exotic weird shit you've never seen before in your fucking life, and he's going to turn it into something. Like, you know, turn it into some dish that's going to be viewed by critics as, oh, have your fucking Michelin star, you wonderful, beautiful thing. But, you know, if you listen to Michelin-starred chefs, what do they say? Don't go ahead and fuck up the ingredients. Let them speak for themselves. So, for instance, why go ahead and, like, create a hamburger out of fish when you can just grab yourself a fish that looks like a fucking cheeseburger, just throw some buns on it, and the next thing you know, voila, you have gone ahead and created something absolutely fucking beautiful. And it's just exotic. Michelin star, 3 stars, boom, boom, boom. Hey, I've never seen this before. Must be great. So Roman Fedorostov at 39 posted a picture of this bizarre sea creature on social media that users claim resembles a cheeseburger with teeth.
I mean, what the fuck?
Or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. So apparently it was over in Russia. He's working on a commercial fishing boat when he made this weird fucking discovery. After, like, capturing this unknown beast from the bottom of the sea, he took a picture and shared it on Instagram. His social media followers had various comparisons to make about his deep sea discovery, and it's been compared to a cheeseburger or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. It's even been compared to a chicken sandwich thanks to its orange slimy appearance. Let me just stop there. I don't know what kind of fucking chicken sandwiches you've been eating. But like the ones that I go ahead and have or had at one point never looked orange and slimy. I mean, dude, that's a salmonella special just waiting to fucking give you some holiday cheer in a way that you're going to go ahead and really regret. You'll be dropping some fucking, gifts into the toilet there screaming as you're going to as it's coming out. But listen, man, when you're going over to like Holiday Land over here, remember, it always starts off with first, you got to go ahead and visit concealed handgun permit Santa over there because you know he's going to be the safest mofo to hang out with. Then you've got to go ahead and eat your like cheeseburger fish over here that's a little bit weird and we're not sure if it's going to eat us before we eat it. And then, of course, you always got to leave by going ahead and getting something definitively Murica that basically sits there and encapsulates the entire experience as a souvenir. And you know something? Why go ahead and get, like, KFC gravy cocktails or KFC gravy candles when you could just go ahead and get, like, KFC pajamas for the fucking holidays?
I mean, what the fuck?
So now the fried chicken enthusiast is in for a treat. KFC launches a range of Christmas pajamas because, dude,
I mean, what the fuck?
Nothing says KFC to me, fried fucking chicken, quite like having some festive pajamas. Am I right? Because, I mean,
how dare you?
I mean, couldn't you imagine it, right? You're over there in the study. You got your KFC gravy candle burning over in the corner. I mean, safe. Not like what Britney Spears did and burned down her whole fucking yoga studio. You know what I'm saying? But you got it in like a safe, controlled place. Maybe you've got it over in a candle warmer. As you're sitting there gently having like a gravy teeny or maybe one of those other fantastic KFC gravy-inspired drinks that we discussed last week in the prior episode. If you're on the podcast, that's episode 115. Check out all those fantastic gravy fucking cocktails that we talked about. So you can have that, and then, of course, why not go ahead and just complete the entire experience to that wonderful, warm, festive holiday feel by going ahead and getting inside of your KFC fucking pajamas because they also have a coordinating robe that adds an extra touch of glam and can be personalized so that no one can nick your nightwear. So, kids, these things come out at like a suggested retail price of like 40 British pounds sterling. I mean, who in the fuck is going to go ahead and get this? And apparently now they've also got gravy nays, the original recipe chicken filet with a slice of melted cheese and hash brown gravy boat. Because, oh my God, what the fuck are you thinking? I mean, it would be fantastic, right? Nothing says holiday quite like right in front of the fire, having a gravy teeny in your KFC gravy pajamas with your KFC gravy candle burning over in the corner because, oh my God, let's just go ahead and die from a fucking heart attack right there. All right, kids, I got to take a break now. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show because what the fuck is going on with KFC now? You're listening to Joculation. So here we are on this Zero Fucks Friday, like freeballing Friday, and I just like, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to go ahead and turn on the knobs over here to go ahead and like get everything equalized. Because why? Because AMR came in to go ahead and see me during the break while the music was playing because, you know, Christmas stuff, getting ready for all that sort of shit. You know how it is. So it's this freeballing Zero Fucks Friday here 2 weeks before Christmas, and we're contemplating, hey, should LP actually have a Christmas show? We're not sure yet. We've taken a straw poll, but we don't have any people really participating. But we've got the Circle of Intimacy here since this evening.
One of us, okay? That's one of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
Series finale of Murica? Let me tell you something, Clay. You just missed a segue on that one. I mean, all the way at the beginning of this whole thing, we went ahead and talked about, like, the need to have some pseudoscience like influencers and all that sort of shit. But we had to go ahead and make sure that we didn't go ahead and, you know, go to some like goop thing, goop retreat over in like Gloucester, England, because you have no idea when you're going to be wandering around minding your own business. Next thing you know, you slip and fall and wind up with like a World War II mortar shell lodged up inside your ass like this dude did. But of course, you know, you can read the article and just catch the podcast to find out what you missed at a future date, whenever I go ahead and get around to, like, actually editing this shit. Hey, LP, have you been consistent on editing this stuff? I'm just kind of
wondering. How about new?
I think I got, like, about 4 or 5 episodes that I got to go ahead and work out. But you know something? The day job interferes with the night job, and we won't get into that. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Cultural Out of Shade of the Stars. All that sort of shit this evening. And we're not going to have, like, suicidal talk over here. Hey, guess what? Somebody woke Moon up over there. Thanks for fake news, and good to have you by, though, Moon. Good to have you here. But, kids, we're talking about the holidays, and, of course, it's the season of giving and all that sort of stuff, right? So, in this particular season of giving, has anybody really gone ahead and, like, sometimes the gifts that you go ahead and give are the ones that people just don't go ahead and, like, really care for. Either that or what they're doing is they're sitting there saying, hey, you know what? Why don't you give me more, you greedy fucktard? Or in the case of, like, this wonderful guy who was doing some altruistic stuff in the corner, he saw a homeless man on the street, saw that he was starving, and what winds up happening? He takes him over and says, I need to feed you. Takes him over to McDonald's, and the next thing you know, the dude fat shames him after buying him a McDonald's meal because...
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, that's what you do when you're starving to death. You talk to the person and say, bro, maybe you shouldn't go ahead and jam a couple of turbo burgers down your fucking throat. Maybe you need a few less Big Macs because you're a fatty, but thanks for the fucking McDonald's. So, TikToker Jeffrey Stewart told his followers on Monday he was fat shamed after buying a meal for a man he believed to be experiencing homelessness. Jeffrey, who's better known as whatever the hell on the app where he goes ahead and does his stuff, says it's so terrible. And it's been viewed 1.6 million times. He went to McDonald's, saw a homeless man sitting outside. He said that he told the man he didn't have any spare change, but that he'd buy him some food. So he asked the man for a Big Mac, and he asked the man if he'd like a Big Mac and a coffee. I handed to him, like, have a great day. And he goes, yeah, just in the future, word of advice, I'd lay off McDonald's.
I mean, what the fuck?
And the worst part was I was fat shamed for doing a good deed. So, in the future, dude, lay off the fucking McDonald's when you're going to go ahead and give somebody who's on the street potentially starving to death a helping hand and a Big Mac and a smile because, bro, you can't be a fatty like that and do some good deeds. You hear what I'm saying there? So, just remember, in the future, if you're going to do this, those are some of the ground rules you need to follow. Are we clear on that one, huh?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Fatties need not give McDonald's is like, a leg up in this world. And, you know, love and sort of like giving in this wonderful world, it has no bounds when you're sitting there trying to go ahead and make the person that you love feel special, right? For instance, like in this holiday season, maybe you want to take a page out of this woman's book, and let's not judge, folks. She's so kind that she breastfeeds her boyfriend before sex, and she insists it's not weird. So,
I mean, what the fuck?
Because, I mean, this is the season of giving. Nothing says milk and cookies quite like milk from the tap, I guess. So Lana Michaels met her boyfriend through a dating app and breastfeeds her partner as part of foreplay as she opened up about her relationship on the television show Breastfeeding My Boyfriend.
I mean, what the fuck?
Let me just stop right there for a second. I was unaware that there was a television show specifically about, hey, I like to breastfeed my boyfriend before we go ahead and actually have sex because I guess I'm not keeping up with current events quite like I used to, but I'm a little bit shocked that this exists. But the mom of two who missed breastfeeding her children has moved into her boyfriend's place and says it's now perfect foreplay for them. So Lana Michaels met her boyfriend, Sean, through a vegan dating app? What the fuck kind of vegan? Hey, listen, all right? Let me just say...
I mean, what the fuck?
All right, listen, I never even fucking talk about this, but as a dude who's completely plant-based for a lot of different reasons, I don't know what fucking vegan dating apps you're finding out there, but what the fuck, man? But let's continue. And she says it helps them get into the mood, right? Who am I to judge? So the couple will feature in a new documentary, Breastfeeding My Boyfriend, which explores adult breastfeeding. The pair will star on a show and discuss why they chose to go ahead and breastfeed. I'm like, what the fuck? Here's the best part about this, right? Here's the best part. in this particular article, up at the top of the page, she's sitting there drinking her like smoothie shake that she's got while she's talking casually about the fact that she breastfeeds her boyfriend before they go ahead and actually have sex. And of course, it's some berry concoction, probably full of greens and shit like that hidden inside there, like what certain individuals who I won't get into try to go ahead and feed me for breakfast. And it's like, bro, it tastes like grass. Grass with berries. Can we please stop? But she's sitting there, you know, smiling to the camera. And then when you go down here, you know what? Why go ahead and do this when I can just copy the image, right? So here's image number one of her going ahead, sitting there, happy-go-lucky, drinking her weird fucking berry drink concoction. But then, of course, when it comes time to go on public television, we got to go ahead and break out the Halloween costume fucking masquerade mask because I don't want anybody to know what a freak I am. Hey, you got an Instagram account, lady. They're going to know. Hey, listen, I've seen those tits somewhere. Let me go take a look over on Instagram real quick. Oh, there she is. Because, you know, listen, if they've got facial recognition stuff, I promise you, they've got recognition software for any fucking part of your body that you can possibly have. You'll sit there and go, hey, check out that cleavage over there. Let me see if I can run my algorithm on it. Boom. Hey, it's done a match on the cleavage because that's not weird, but it lets me know who it is that's the freak on TV. You know that that's the way that it's going. And I mean, it's the season of giving. Far be it from me to go ahead and judge what two people want to go ahead and do. Yeah, Bonehead's like, any part? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah, man, you got to be careful about that. And, you know, in the season of giving, maybe not everybody appreciates when you go ahead and try to give in the most genuine and authentic way. Like, for instance, this dude who wanted to go ahead and have a racy surprise for his girlfriend, but her housemates and her mother just won't get the fuck away from her. So he keeps going ahead and getting caught, driving up to her place completely naked and people going, what a fucking perv, inside the car. So, sharing his story anonymously, until now at least, a man said that he used to drive naked to pick up his girlfriend, and it like wasn't the best idea he ever had, but he didn't expect it to go quite so badly. So he got dressed in, he got undressed in his house, jumped in his car, which was in the garage, and he drove over to see her, all without being spotted, allegedly. But this day went downhill when he saw his girlfriend standing in the rain with her two housemates. So he got panicked, and he drove home to quickly get changed. And when he arrived at his house, his mom was blocking the driveway. When he pulled up, she ran straight up to him and looked in through the car window, despite his protests. Sharing his story on Reddit, he's like, I was thinking it would be kind of kinky to show up naked behind the wheel saying something silly like, excuse me, ma'am, do you call an Uber X? I imagined her laughing at the absurdity but also being somewhat turned on by the nudity. I wasn't too worried about the other people catching me because my plan was not to interact with anyone else and to stay in the car until I was back inside my garage. I realized I fucked up the moment I pulled up into the parking bay and noticed my girlfriend standing in the rain with an umbrella and her two roommates huddled underneath. And, of course, massive, like, shrinkage going on over there. All of them were frantically waving me like, oh, God, please hurry, it's pouring. I had two choices. Proceed as planned and accept my fate or preserve my dignity and leave my girlfriend and her roommates in the rain. I drove out there feeling conflicted as fuck. The man said that he called his girlfriend and tried to make up excuses for his behavior, but at the end he thought it was best to come out clean and tell her his truth. But he asked her to lie to her housemates, which, of course, did she?
How about new?
I'm just saying, listen, man. I think the smart thing to do would have been show up, pick up your girl and her two mates completely, absolutely naked and just grin and bear it the whole way. But after a brief plan, he came up with a plan, told his mother to stay in the car out in the rain, adding that he'd drive straight to garage and he would come to the front door and let her in. I emphasize she should remain in the car out of the rain under no circumstance. And she approached me until she saw me in the house. looking decent. My mom approached me as soon as she heard me honk. Her vehicle was blocking my driveway, but instead of getting out of the way so I could access the garage, she got out of the car without warning and marched my car with a plate of lasagna wrapped in tinfoil. And it's just like, oh,
how
my.
Dare you?
Dude. Maybe next time at least take a sock or something, throw it over there, you know, because, I mean, in this season of giving, not everyone's going to be accepting, you know what I'm saying? But, kids, I digress. I got to take a break here because I'm shot. We got 45 minutes left, and you know what? Your host has got to go ahead and take a break. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. We'll be back right after the break. Boy, it's been a minute since we last played that one. I mean, holy shit. I remember for a while it was like in regular circulation. That shit I had to dust out of the freaking dustbin over there. It's like, oh, shit. I haven't used that one in about a minute. Let me go ahead and put this up here because Clay's sitting there claiming that riboflavin is gay. And, I mean, is riboflavin gay after we went
ahead? How about new?
Yeah, see, we've got documented facts over here because that's what we do. We check our facts before we go ahead and just spew our conjecture all over the place. You know what I'm saying? All right, kids, it's Friday night. It's one of those zero-fuck Fridays. Free balling Fridays this evening. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. We've got, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes left to the show because, and, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do you think, hey, Carlos, you think we're going to make it this evening? Because, holy crap.
No.
Believe it or not, we're running at about, like, 50% over here, if we're lucky at that. Because LP may have had just, like, a couple of cocktails before the show. And, you know, when you go ahead. Yeah, I know. Some people get all uptight about that sort of stuff. So I'm just going to go ahead and give a few helpful tips over here to everybody. If you're ever going to go ahead and do like a live show, you probably want to go ahead and maybe not have a few cocktails before the show. Okay, I'm just sitting there saying.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
So like for my birthday a couple of weeks back over here, what was it like, Black Friday, a friend of mine decides to call me up and he says, you know something, I was thinking like we always go over and we get this craft beer that you can only get, like, Black Fridays. I'm like, uh-huh. And he said, you know, it's really good stuff. It's called Bourbon County Beer. And I said, okay, how good is it? I mean, is it, like, you know, is it worth, like, dying on a hill for? He's like, dude, it's fantastic. Well, really? Really? Well, tell me something, dude. What time do we have to be in line? He's like, 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, I don't know, man. On a birthday morning, 6:30, he's like, this is really good beer. Long story short, because I already covered that in the last show, this is really good beer. I've got beer that's been aged inside bourbon barrel casks for God knows how long. I think it's like 16% alcohol by volume. So, I mean, you know, they don't call it malt liquor anymore. It's now brandy wine, something along those lines. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, I don't want to be judgy about stuff. But remember, kids, this is the Christmas season. This is the season of giving and all that stuff. And you know something? Sometimes God has other plans. Yeah, wine. That's what they call it. And you know something, Darsko, years back, like my friend, a friend of mine, when I was running like a Steam meetup group over here, so we had like an accelerator group that I started over here in Colorado. One of the guys that's part of that accelerator, or was at that time, he actually ran the Great American Beer Fest, which is the largest beer festival in all of North America. And he runs two festivals. That's one of them. The other one is like one of the old world beers or whatever it is, the European Beer Festival. And what's fantastic about it is he went for this particular meetup, he goes ahead and calls me and he says, listen, man, I've got something for you I want to give as a door prize. I'm like, all right, what do you want? Or what is it you're going to give me? He says, just come on over. I'll give you something for the door prize. And I'm thinking, all right, I'll get to it, whatever. And I just couldn't get around to getting out there. And he's like, dude, I got two free tickets to give. Now, mind you, these kinds of tickets to the Beer Fest, it's fucking impossible to get. So the fact that he was giving me two as a door prize, I was like, holy shit, this is fantastic. And he says, and I'm going to get you two also. When do you want to come? I'm like, what? So I wound up getting two tickets to the Beer Fest. And, of course, when you go there, there's like 3,000 beers to drink. And I'm just like, fuck, you can't get through this. So they give you like your 1 ounce pour shot glass that you go to each place and fill up. And, of course, as you're going through there, the first thing you come up to is, here's the 60 gold medal winners from last year. That's the very first thing that you get. And, I mean, you're drinking 60 ounces of beer right there. I was like, holy shit, man, that's a lot of beer. But I'm like, you know what? I can't sit here and say gold medal winners and I can't drink this stuff. I got to check it out. So me and the person I went with, we're sitting there, drank all those 60. And then it's like, wow, that was pretty good. Let's go down that first aisle there. Little did I fucking know that first aisle was all the Brandywine aisles. Now, Brandywines are effectively malt liquors. So you're talking about beer that's got ABV of somewhere between 16 and 20%. So we start going ahead and drinking this shit. We are fucked up real quick. And you keep hearing stuff. You keep hearing people dropping their glasses. And whenever they drop their glasses, the whole convention center, and there's like, I don't know, 6,000 or 8,000 people in there, all shout out, oh! So you hear that a lot. It got to the point where I felt like King Midas there for a minute because I'm like, shit, I got to get some food and I got to get some fast. So we like look over and it's like, hey, Red Robin's over there. Let's go over and have some Red Robin. They got French fries they're giving away. At least it'll soak up some of this beer. So we go over and I'm like, hi, we'd like to order some fries. And they're like, we can't give you fries unless you're going to have some of the beer. I don't want your beer. I just want the fries. Can't give you fries unless you drink beer. Fuck, all right, give me some beer. So we get some beer. We go sit down. We go into this, like, little side room. It was like, you know, they have tables laid out with chairs. And I'm like, cool, place to sit down. I'm eating my fries. I'm drinking my beer. All of a sudden, these fuckers start putting a mat down in front of me and putting more glasses out in front of me. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, you're sitting in the tasting hall. We're about to do a beer tasting. I don't want to do a beer tasting. I just want to sit here and eat my fries. You got to drink some beer if you're going to be here sitting over in this particular seat. Well, shit, I don't want to do a beer tasting. Then went out. And, of course, what did I wind up doing? Going to the silent disco and drinking more beer. So it was one of those kinds of moments. But it was great. It's just that I started with Brandywine, and that was a tough, tough night. Because, holy shit, when you go over there, nobody drives in. Anybody that's intelligent enough isn't driving because all the fucking cops are sitting there waiting for the drunks to get in their car and drive out of the convention center. So you ride the public transit in. And on the public transit, people have these necklaces full of pretzels and ham sandwiches. No fucking lie. Dead serious, because that's what they do to make sure they don't get too fucked up, right? Did LP go there prepared with, like, ham sandwiches and pretzels? I'm just asking.
How about new?
No, it became a situation of drink my beer. No, I don't want to drink any more beer, you know? And then, of course, right at the end, as we're running around, I remember at one point we come to this one place, and I went with Jacob is who it was, and he points and he goes, look, man, that guy's got some pumpkin beer. Let's drink some of that. I go over and I'm like, you see a scarecrow in front of a bottle. We're so fucked up at this point. It's just ridiculous. And I'm like, dude, I'll have some pumpkin beer. Guy looks at me, he goes, I don't do pumpkin beers. I'm like, well, what do you do? I mean, I see a scarecrow over there. He goes, I do American sours. All right, man, whatever. I'll have some American sours. It was pretty messy that evening. It was pretty fucking messy. But you know something? Going to that particular place isn't like God going ahead and being a little bit messy, even when he's in a very giving mood. When he wants to go ahead and make you feel special during the birth of his son, Jesus Christ, right? Nothing says giving God quite like when he gives you three penises, quite like this Iraqi boy over here who was born with three penises and is now in a journal. Dude, when you have more than one, it's a little bit difficult. When you give somebody three, it gets a little out of control. So the baby boy, Kurd from where, Duhok or whatever, was originally brought to the hospital by his parents when he was 3 months old due to a swelling in the scrotum. However, when he arrived, the doctors observed that he had some extras, like the fucking alien hatching out of its egg. And, you know, he had one 2-centimeter member sprouting out near the root of his primary penis and another 1-centimeter long dick situated under his sack. So he had, like, exactly, Darsico, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And you sit there and you ask yourself, holy fucking hell, this is a kind of a mess. Where on earth would he find the exact right person to go ahead and meet up with? Well, apparently God has got some funny humor here, because there's a woman who was shocked to discover that she has two vaginas with a nose-like septum dividing both of the canals. And
I
it's
mean,
just,
what the fuck?
And all I can say is, in this season of giving, sometimes you should be thankful that you're not given nearly as much as some of the people around you, because she apparently has two premenstrual cramping sessions. She's got two menstruations, and it's making giving birth a little bit difficult. So she's also got two cervixes, two uteruses. It's a little bit much. So kids, God, when you're in the midst of this wonderful season of giving, please, please make sure not to give us too much, because you'll be like King Midas. You'll find yourself sitting there with all kinds of, she's got a double oven, Clay. you'll find yourself getting all kinds of stuff you never wanted in the first place. And holy shit, man, it could be terrible. Much like when I sat there and said, oh, 60 gold medal beers? No fucking problem. Hey, let's go down that aisle. Oh, God, we're drinking brandy wine? This is bad. Wow, I'll tell you what, it's hard to believe that a show comes and goes that quick. You know what I'm saying, kids? But it is what it is. Hey, listen, before we go ahead and get into the recap and all that stuff, I want to take a moment to go ahead and thank everybody on the podcast that's listening. I'll tell you what, when I take a look at the analytics, I see a world full of new political prisoners every time I see where people are listening to Joculation, whether it's Iran, Pakistan, China, Cuba, places like this, Argentina, Venezuela. It makes me kind of sit here and laugh a little bit and say, guys, listen, I want to go ahead and give you the laughs and all that stuff. Just do me a favor. Don't get beheaded. Don't get stuck in some jail somewhere. And the day I go ahead and see someone that's listening from North Korea, kids, that's when I know I have made it. I'll tell you, that's the greatest. All right, kids, let's go ahead and do a quick recap here. We'll go on as long as we can here until it's time to go. First things first, I got to say, looking forward to checking out the Halo live-action TV series that I see coming out on Paramount Plus, because I'll tell you what, I'm interested to go ahead and see if it can go ahead and actually be something that's actually worth watching. So if you're not in the know, go check out the new Halo live-action TV series that looks like it's coming out if you are into that sort of thing. So we started off this wonderful world today talking about the crypto trading hamster Mt. Gox, or excuse me, Mr. Gox, who was actually beating Warren Buffett with his predictions of the crypto market and just on his returns as a whole this year. Apparently, he went ahead and died in his cage this past evening. So we've got to have a moment of pause, just light a candle in the remembrance of Mr. Gox, whose financial exploits alone beat Warren Buffett. Then we talked about fantastic things this evening, like, for instance, we talked about the current state of the MSP waves, everybody sitting here, how we're all going to have a group therapy session, but unfortunately, with all the despondency and everybody sitting here going in and talking about how terrible life is and we're all in it for just the lulls and all that stuff, I try to get us a group rate at better.com, but of course, the CEO over there fired 900 therapists on a Zoom call yesterday. So, good to know that your mental health is so important that we're just going to go ahead and dial everybody up on a Zoom call and fuck you, you're fired. Because, hey, mental health, who cares? So we thought that maybe after the Peloton sell-off, maybe what they should do is they should just hire like the Sex and the City character that died on the Peloton bike over in their series that they've rebooted over here. And, do what Ryan Reynolds did with Peloton's model that basically lost her job, and Ryan Reynolds brought her back to life over with Aviation Gin. Then we talked about pseudoscience influencers. You don't want to go ahead and make the same mistake that Subway did with going ahead and bringing on like Jared, so that he could talk about his like weight loss program, eating a lot of spring chicken light sandwiches, when he should have been a spokesperson for Pizza Hut, to go ahead and have the Pizzagate special. So things along those lines. We talked about, the need for Goop to have a pseudoscience influencer like Dr. Pimple Popper sponsoring a weekend getaway with like Jedi training camp, complete with some Kool-Aid, and they'd have to forge their own crystal vaginal eggs to line their chakras like the Jedi have to make their own lightsabers to go ahead and do their thing. We talked about being careful about slipping and falling on like old World War II munitions that might get lodged in your ass on that weekend. And you know something? We also discussed Bert Kreischer's The Cabin series, which is another thing you ought to go ahead and check out. And you know what, kids? Just like that, I think my time is up this evening. To everybody that stopped by and decided to go ahead and listen, thanks for coming by. I appreciate you going ahead and supporting the live show. It means a lot to me. To those of you that are out there, even in those places where I'm looking at some future political prisoners and some beheadings, courtesy of Joculation, I'll tell you what, kids, thank you so much for supporting the show. Every last one of you make this show what it is. I couldn't do a show without you guys. To everybody else that was able to stop and go ahead and had to step out for a minute or take care of some other stuff, catch us on the podcast. It's over on any major podcasting platform. But most importantly, go check us out on oreal.com. This is LPF House checking out this evening, kids. Check you out next week. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.